Launch Michigan, a nonprofit organization dedicated to reimagining Michigan's public education system, yesterday released a dashboard. This is first-of-its-kind analysis showing how Michigan school districts compare to similar districts in top-performing states. And we're talking reading, math proficiency, graduation rate, other metrics. Let's bring in Vanessa Kiesler, president and CEO of Launch Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning.
An interesting study, a way to look at things, but what you found out is the data is not great for Michigan school districts.
Yes. I mean, unfortunately, you know, we know that most parents in Michigan want the same thing for their kids. They really want them to get an education that prepares them for the next step. And what we're finding when we look at the data is that our education system here in the state is not keeping pace. Most Michigan districts are underperforming their national comparison districts in, like you said, reading, math, and graduation rates.
And what you found was 7 out of 8 Michigan districts do worse than the national comparison in math. Let's start there.
Yeah, so when you, what we did is we took each Michigan district and we found their peers, their similar districts that, you know, kind of had the same demographic composition or same size in those top performing states. And then we looked at the total number of students who are proficient in math. And like you said, 7 out of 8 Michigan districts do worse than those peers. We also found that 70% or 7 out of 10 underperform in reading and 7 out of 10 underperform in graduation rate.
That is some...
Dejecting, depressing.
Oh, my God. It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, for prior to this, I mean, really, basically, Michigan school districts were only compared to each other. And you need to compare our districts to the districts in other states so we can know how to compete, correct?
Right, exactly. That's what's, you know, it's important to understand. It's a globally competitive world. It's a nationally competitive world. And we also know a lot of Michigan parents feel like their education, their district is doing a good job. And they might be compared to neighboring districts, but that's not who we're competing against.
Right.
So it's important to have this higher level look and understand where we perform. And not so that we can just look at the bad and say, oh, that's bad, but so we can motivate toward action for the future.
Okay, so let's talk about that action for the future. One of the things that you identified, and this is something that John Ricolta, who was chairing the governor's population commission, told me months ago, is that Michigan we're well below the threshold of where we should be for investment in public education. Though I got to tell you, if we open up the phone lines, most of our listeners would say, I've seen my assessments grow. My property tax bill is way up. Our sales tax, I know I'm paying a lot there.
I played a lottery.
It doesn't feel like that we're underinvesting. But just for those folks, give us a sense of how much we're underinvesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is really important to say a couple of things. That Michigan did not get here overnight. You know, it's been decades of Band-aid fixes in policy. It's been a lack of investment, and I will talk about that. And I also just want to say individual educators are working really hard. You know, I started in education as a teacher.
Sure.
Obviously, we all know lots of teachers. So this is not about, you know, the teacher, you know, the principal, the superintendent. This is about our system. So in terms of investment, you know, it is true that there's a lot of things that are going on in Michigan, and especially in recent years, we've made some really critical investments back into K-12 schools, but we have been taking money for years and using it for other things, taking money that's meant for K-12, using it for other things. And we also don't fund our special education adequately, appropriately. So in terms of serving our students with disabilities, serving all students, and then making sure students with disabilities have what they need, Michigan is lagging behind pretty substantially.
Well, here's the factoid that just sticks out to me. Since 1994, a mere 30 years, we rank last, dead last, when it comes to total education revenue growth, and we're 48th among states in per pupil funding growth.
Right. Yep. I mean, I think, and those studies are coming out of experts at Michigan State University. So, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Michigan we have to get serious about making the right investments into education, which is more money, but it's also money for proven practices and with some accountability to know that it's going to go to improve our outcomes.
Sure. And this study also, or your dashboard here, says Michigan only one of six states with a disjointed K through 12 governance model. What does that mean? So our system doesn't work?
Yeah, I know. This is one of the things that I think people don't spend a lot of time thinking about because it's, you know, it's far from your daily life. But Michigan has this really weird setup where the governor does not appoint or have any authority over the superintendent of education, the superintendent of public instruction. That person is hired by a statewide elected state board of education who are also not, don't report to the governor. So you end up with this situation where the Department of Education, arguably one of the most important functions of a state, is not part of the cabinet, you know, doesn't report to the governor. And that makes it hard to go in the same direction as a state education-wise.
I know the governor has come on and talked about how she wants to change that and sort of put more focus on some things she can control.
Well, an editorial voices at the Detroit News and elsewhere has said it's time for true accountability. Give the governor total authority.
Well, we appreciate this dashboard. And you know what's really interesting is you could put your own school district in and see how you compare with this district comparison tool. So that's really helpful for parents and educators. Vanessa Kiesler, President and CEO of Launch Michigan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great discussion.
Really interesting stuff.
Needs to be had.
Yeah, well, much pandemic played in there, too.
Some of it is, but I mean, when you look at when you benchmark based on 94 and you look at it and say, every other state in the nation invested more in their kids than we did.
Yeah.
That's a wake-up call. And it says, you know, even under the Headley Amendment, everything like that, it's kept a lid on things.
Yes.
We still have room for growth. But we made other things a higher priority.
Next on JR Morning, the topics of the day. Stick with us.